Valkyries fans, you're listening to the Valkyries Post-Op with Kevin Dana.
Howard for Canada up top. They're going to post up. Reese turns over right shoulder. Blocked by Amir. Oh, wow, and it's off. Angel Reese. What a play by L.A., her second block of the game. Wow. 13 big minutes from Leticia Amir off the bench, who was a plus 12 in her 13 minutes, and she joins us now courtside. Leticia, this is an Atlanta Dream team that is so good offensively. They've been averaging 98 points over their last seven games, and you all hold them to 66. What went into the defensive effort tonight?
We knew we needed a bounce back. These past few games hasn't been our identity, and I think that coming into this game, we knew we needed a win to start the stretch.
Does this win mean anything extra to you, having played for the Atlanta Dream?
No, not at all. I mean, all love to them, but just focusing on this team and what we can do to keep getting better every game.
This crowd loves you, Leticia. Whenever you check in, there is a huge round of applause. Whenever you do something good defensively, which is very often, you hear a big round of applause. What's it like to get this love from this crowd?
Man, they keep me going. You know, it's certainly not easy. And I know a lot of players go through what I go through, but it's not easy to just stay ready. And I know that with their support, man, it just fuels me to keep going.
Well, what led to your success individually in this game? The two blocks, a steal. I mean, a plus 12 in 13 minutes, really incredible work.
Yeah, I mean, whenever you get those opportunities, you need to maximize it. So just going out there and focusing on every single little detail that I can do to improve. You know, obviously I spent some time on the bench, so I've been watching and seeing what my team needs from me.
And we'll get you out of here on this. So we talked about this before, your improved three-point shot, what you did overseas this year, shooting 43% from three. You're a 75% three-point shooter in the WNBA this year, 3-for-4. How's that three feeling for you right now?
I mean, it's feeling great. I knew that whenever the opportunity was going to come, I was ready because I put in the work and I put in the reps. So I'm excited that my teammates are finding me and I'm knocking them down.
Well, L.A., thanks for your time. Congrats on the win.
Thank you.
That is Leticia Amir joining us after a 77-66 win over her former team, the Atlanta Dream.
R.C. Davis here with you following the Valkyries 77-66 win over the Atlanta Dream. You know, all season long, Kevin, we've described the defense as stifling, and this was again impressive tonight, allowing 66 points despite that hairy fourth quarter when, as you said, they were playing with their food.
Yeah, I mean, hey, at the end of the day, you hold the Atlanta Dream to 66 points. It's a job well done. This is an Atlanta team that averages 90 for the game. We mentioned over the last seven, 98.2. They're third overall in the WNBA in scoring. Their offensive rating in the month of June is 118.3. That's 118.3 points per 100 possessions. That also leads the WNBA. But they limited Atlanta to 39% shooting and 4 of 18 three-point shooting. That's after they hit three of their last four threes. They started this game 1 of 14 from downtown. And they also missed their free throws. They were 12 of 22. You know, great free throw defense played as well by the Valkyries.
Three-point shooting differential. Golden State shot 47% from deep, just 22% from beyond the arc for Atlanta.
Yeah, so that's a plus 33 from beyond the arc. They had 15 threes to Atlanta's four. You're plus 33 beyond the arc. Chances are you're going to win the game.
Yes.
You know, that's what happened today. Plus 33 in an 11-point game.
And starting forwards for the Dream tonight, just 14. And Valkyries 40 points from their forwards.
Yeah, I mean, it was great to see Kayla Thornton get off the schneid a little bit. It had been five straight games under 10 points for her. So she scores 17, hit five threes. Always a good sign. And then Gabby Williams, I mean, she has really been in a groove. She's scored in double figures now in eight straight games, but her fifth 20-point game of the season, she had never had more than four 20-point games in any season.
Wow.
And so she has really, really been awesome this year. She's averaging about 16 a game. She's going to be an all-star. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Also added the five rebounds and five assists. So that battle of Ryan Howard and Naz Hillman versus Kayla Thornton, Gabby Williams, advantage GSV.
How about Leticia Amir, our post-game guest, a plus 12 in 13 minutes, two block shots, 6 points, five rebounds, and a steal. She was getting some DNP CDs. Yeah. Now she's making a major impact for Coach Nicasse.
Yeah, she hasn't played in four games this year, and she's been healthy for all of them. You heard her say it's not easy for someone in her position. It's been hard, you know, being in and out of the lineup. But she just continues to earn minutes. And I've said it a million times. I'll say it for the million and first time. I mean, well, obviously the radio broadcast loves Leticia Mejia. These fans are all about Leticia Mejia. Whenever she checks in, she arguably gets some of the biggest cheers out of anybody on the team when they check in.
Yeah, she does.
Her, Caitlin Chen.
And it's not like the normal, you know, bench player getting the love.
Yeah.
She comes in, she contributes right away.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm a big, big fan of hers. Awesome to see her just time and time again come up with big plays defensively. And now, look, hitting threes.
I know.
That really kind of unlocks her game.
Plus, she got those two big blocks. Were both on Reese?
At least one
was. Yeah, crowd loved that.
Maybe both. Yeah, crowd definitely loved that for sure.
Protecting the rock has been a strong suit for the Valks. Not tonight.
No.
17 turnovers.
Yeah, I mean that's a high number regularly. That's a huge number for Golden State, and you really have to credit the ball pressure they put on you. And it's not just Jordan Canna, Alicia Gray, Ryan Howard. This team is number one in steals per game as a team. Atlanta. They had six steals. They averaged 9 per game. They have three players in the top 5 in steals per game in Howard, Gray, and Canada, and numbers 1 and 2 in Gray and Canada, Howard and Canada, excuse me. So they do make life difficult. Like, Veronica had 7 assists, but she also had 4 turnovers. One of those was careless, just not bring the ball up in 8 seconds. But the others, like, those were – I wouldn't say they were forced errors, I would say.
Well, it could have been lack of a point guard, too. Chen took that shot to the mouth after 5 minutes of run, did not return. So, as you said, they were kind of playing the point position by committee.
Yeah, I mean, Veronica played 35 minutes in this game. And you saw a couple of times Tiffany Hayes would bring the ball up, kind of spell Veronica a little bit. But, yeah, that's a large workload here for Veronica tonight.
I'm going to go with a me here. Who are you choosing?
I'm going to go with Gabby Williams because, like, when the offense stalled out, she kind of helped resuscitate things a little bit. She had that big layup at 71-59 after the Dream had made it a 10-point game. I thought that was a big shot. So I'm going to go with Gabby Williams. And then my 1B would be Kayla Thornton. She had some big threes for this team.
She sure did.
Howard for Canada up top. They're going to post up Reese. Turns over right shoulder. Blocked by Ami here. Oh, wow. And it's off Angel Reese. What a play by L.A. Her second block of the game. Wow.
How big was that play for Golden State?
Yeah, that was huge. I mean, that defense was on fire. You limit a team in the Atlanta Dream to 22 points over the second and third quarters, combined 22 points in 20 minutes. That's pretty good. And Atlanta scored 26 in the fourth quarter. They did kind of get it going a little bit there late, but still, you hold them to 66 points, 5 fewer than their previous career low. That was awesome.
What kind of team do you think the Dream are going to put out here on Friday?
A much more efficient shooting team.
Yes.
I think, look, I kind of went into this thinking that in the three games, that two were going to be really competitive, and I thought, like, Atlanta would have the advantage in one of them. Well, this game wasn't super competitive, and the Valkyries basically controlled it. So it shows what I know. So I think kind of anything's on the table for this one.
When the Dream came back in the fourth quarter with their entire bench unit.
Yeah, and Carl Smesko rode that bench for quite some time. And then eventually he went to Canada and Reese and Howard. But he kept Okot out there. He kept Sika Kone out there. Sika Kone was a plus 14, kept India Navarre out there. She was a plus 14. So, look, I think this Atlanta team has a real good shot to make the WNBA Finals this year. And I think this was a huge win for the Valkyries just because there have been questions about how they can play against the cream of the crop. And I do think Atlanta is one of those tier one teams. And so along with New York, they've beaten New York. Now the asterisk on that one, Ionescu didn't play. Sabrina Ionescu was unavailable for that game. It was Satu Sabali's first game back from injury. So she clearly wasn't at kind of full playing health,
right,
if you will. And you're going to see New York on Sunday. So if you can win two of these next three games now against the Dream and the Fever, the Dream and the Liberty, that gets you to 13-8, and you only have three games against the top four for the final 23 games of the season. You can rack up some W's.
You sure can.
So we'll see.
Well, next up for Golden State, as we just mentioned, a rematch with the same Dream Friday at 7 o'clock on 95.7 The Game and our new home in Sacramento, ESPN 1320.